entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this Super Saturday, June 2nd, live June 3rd. Jeez Louise, June 2nd.
Hey, Mike, it's all right.
Hey, are you on there, bro?
I don't think so. Is that it? Nope, still not.
Yeah, you're on now.
All right, cool. All right, the headphones are all right.
I forget you moved over from the one position to the four. We got you at cleanup now.
There we go. You know, it's not a bad spot to be in, Mike.
No, he's Ben Botham. Of course, baseball Ben Botham. He's a Seminole High graduate, Savannah State, and now he's a faculty member and a member of the coaching staff for the Seminole Warhawks. Bravo, nice year. Very, very good year. And your first year as an assistant, in a snapshot, two short response. How do you view your season as a coach?
I think it was a great season. You know, it was our first time in well over a decade that we got 20 wins. I think we actually finished up with 22 wins on the season, maybe 21 wins. But we got our bid for the regional playoffs, and eventually took a loss against Naples High. But we put up a good performance, and I'm really proud of the guys that we had there on the field.
Well, we have got a jam-packed show today. We're going to talk Rowdy Soccer. It's a new segment we've got brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola Beverage and Body Armor. And we're going to talk to Neil Collins. He's the man with the plan over there. In fact, the Rowdies were perfect in May. They started the season a little slow, and they had a magnificent May. And they've got a huge game tonight against Sacramento. We'll talk to Neil Collins about that. Next week, we'll have our resident, we've got baseball Ben Botham. Well, we're going to have Buster DeLay is our soccer guru, and he'll be on every time we have one of those conversations so you and I don't stumble, fumble, and bumble in the world of soccer. But it wouldn't hurt us to be able to communicate a little bit. And yeah, these guys are helping me out.
I'll definitely have Jim to bone up on some soccer, Mike. I know that for sure.
Well, and then we got a special guest in the house. We got Matt Walker, and Toby Hall is going to call in. Toby's been on the show quite a few times. Matt, he's got a posse of beautiful women around him. I don't know how you pull him, Matt, but bravo, brother. You're the man. And we're going to talk to Matt Walker here. Miracle on the Bay. I got inducted into it last year, and they have a golf tournament coming, so we'll be talking about that. And then we're going to talk to Brandi Winans, who's going to join us. She's the new president of Sports Club of Tampa. She's on the IR. I don't think I've introduced you before. She was my original co-host when we did the podcast 3 years ago, and she's an author. We'll talk to her next week. John Ruggles, you've met John. We're going to talk a little FCA sports 7-on-7. Baseball, your favorite topic. We're going to talk to Peter Gollenbach. Of course, we'll talk Yankees. We'll talk Rays. We'll talk baseball. It's good times right now in baseball.
Yeah, not too shabby, especially for the Rays. I know last night we got it rained out, but of course they weren't playing in America's ballpark over here at the Trop, where there's no rain delays and it's always 72 degrees.
America's ballpark. I have never heard it described as that, but it is as far as we're concerned. And the good thing about, when Matt gets down here, the DJ, he always posts up there, if it's a rain out at the Trop, free beer for everybody. I don't think they do that at Fenway Park.
They certainly don't.
I know. When I work for the Cubs, they do not do that at Wrigley Field. Can you imagine the drunken disorderly if they had free beer at Wrigley?
Yeah, it might not end too well, Mike. They might have to bring in the riot police out there.
Yeah, well, have you been to Wrigley?
I have not. That's one of the ones I need to
list, brother.
I do need to check it off. Furthest north I've been, you know, is to Cleveland Stadium. I was there once or twice, and, it was okay. Nothing spectacular. But
hey, before we talk a little, soccer, we're efforting Coach Collins right now. Before we talk a little soccer, I do want to make a big announcement, and it's superb for us. Body Armor, Coca-Cola Beverages have now, for the 2023-2024 season, have upped their position in the Sports Connection world. So we're going to be doing a lot of exciting things with the Rowdies. We're going to be doing a lot of exciting things with all of our prep stuff. Brad Richardson at the helm, play-by-play with our new FloridaSportsStream.com. That's our new channel on RadioSt.Pete.com. So you'll hear a lot of high school content, all supported by our good friends at Body Armor and, of course, at Coca-Cola Beverages. You got anything to open the show that you want to touch upon, my friend?
Sure. So, I mean, since this is Champa Bay, Mike, I just want
to... Oh, this is a great story. This is a great story.
I just want to let everyone know that we have just won with Dev Shaw, a 14-year-old from Largo, Florida. He brought home the National Spelling Bee Championship to Tampa Bay. How about that, Mike?
Hey, bravo. I saw that young man, and the interviews were great. Eighth grader,
yeah. He's been studying for 3 years, and it took him 45 seconds to seal the deal after 14 grueling rounds, Mike. I'll give you the word, and I'm going to ask you if you can spell it here for me. I'll give you all the hints that he got.
You could give me a four-letter word, and I probably couldn't spell it, but let's go.
So the word was samophile, a plant or animal that refers to or that prefers or thrives in sandy areas would determine his fate.
Turtle. Oh, this is spelling.
Yeah. So the first half of the word, samo, meaning sand from the Greek origin, and file, meaning lover, also from Greek. So how would you think you would spell this, Mike? Samophile.
Samophile. P-S. A-M. O-P-H-I-L-E.
Very close, Mike. You're missing an M. Another M. It's P-S-A-M-M-O. P-H-I-L-E.
I've always been a decent speller. My mother was an English teacher. Pronunciation.
That was
a swag.
Hey, that's why you're on the radio, Mike. You know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Trained from an early age.
All right. Well, you know what? We're efforting our conversation with Neil Collins in our first Rowdy segment. You got let's go over. You got standings right now? Got anything?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could talk a little bit about Lou Gehrig Day. Major League Baseball celebrated.
Absolutely. Lou Gehrig Day is huge in our world.
Celebrating his, 2,130 games played in a row. Passed away 16 years to the date after replacing Wally Pipp on June 2nd. And so yesterday was Lou Gehrig Day across all of Major League Baseball. It represents the legacy of the greatest first baseman in the history of the game and also helps to raise awareness for ALS, which, of course, commonly is referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease. And a big thing that Major League Baseball has been focusing on this year is on one of their own researcher and analyst, Sarah Lang, a 29-year-old woman who has been battling the disease for a few years now. And they have a website set up for her to raise money for the ALS and research. It's called starsforsarah.org, where you can purchase stars with little lights on it. And it's a beautiful thing that they're doing. It raises awareness and raises a lot of money for the cause, and hopefully one day
the fist pump? Is she doing the fist pump promo?
I don't know if it was the fist pump promo.
I think she's doing the fist pump across America.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, she seemed like a wonderful young lady. I know she was also on the first all-female.
Did she have ALS?
She has ALS currently, yes. She was also on the first all-female broadcast in Major League Baseball history. So, I mean, she's a bright young woman battling the disease, and our prayers and our thoughts are always going out to her and to all people battling ALS.
Well, in my circle of friends, I've lost two great friends to ALS, and it's certainly something that is near and dear to my heart.
So it was great what MLB was doing yesterday. Changed all their logos on social media to Lou Gehrig. It was beautiful what they were doing. And of course, now they're even showing a documentary right now on MLB Network on the Iron Horse himself. Maybe something else here. WFAN fan mail. Of course, if you remember, a few weeks ago now, the boys at WFAN, kind of brought into question the legitimacy of the Rays' success this year. And one of our own here, a local from the Tampa Bay area, decided to write in and give them a little bit of fan mail. Like, and they decided to read it on air. The fan letter said, "You two have to be the biggest morons ever, talking live on a radio station about how the Tampa Bay Rays are cheaters. What a bunch of sore loser babies you are. You can't stand the fact that a team that has a payroll the third of what your Yankees have are killing it. So sad to me and a lot of people that you morons can't fathom the idea that they're just a great team. You're lucky I don't live up there because I'd personally pay you a visit and tell you how I really feel about your ugly, fat New York faces. I did have to remove.
Sounds like a New Yorker response.
I did have to remove a couple profanities, some four-letter words in there, Mike.
F bomb here or there.
Yeah. So, but I figured I'd put that in that our friends over at WFAN are definitely getting it from
WDAE. Those boys do a superb job over there. Hey, speaking of that, I want to thank all of our affiliates, of course, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Our flagship, WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340. That's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR FM 104.3 FM, AM and 1350, Zephyr Hills. And WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400, WGOR. AM 1250 up north in Lake City and Gainesville, and WDSR AM 1340. And now, of course, launched our own FloridaSportsStream.com, our own streaming sports channel. We're going to have high school sports from the peewees to the preps to the pros. Anything positive in all of Tampa Bay and across Florida, you can go to FloridaSportsStream.com. It's on our platform. Joe Bordeaux and the guys have worked their tails off, and it's on the platform, RadioSaintPete.com. If you have a podcast and want to get involved, I don't care if it's health and fitness. I don't care if it's MMA. We're going to do youth sports, high school sports. And we'll get you involved and make sure that you have your own scheduled time. And we'll be doing next year. Well, actually, we still have plenty of time with 4 months remaining. Give you a baseball podcast.
Yeah, still plenty of time here left in the baseball season. You know, it's
and you got free time. You're a teacher.
I certainly do. I got a lot of off time when the season.
Is the old man put you back to work?
That's next week, Mike. I'll be slaving away 2 days a week over at GFS, you know, stacking boxes, unloading trucks, hopping in the freezer, doing everything. That
reminds me when my parents were teachers. I mean, and back in the day, teachers had to have another job. And in today's world, they're not paid properly. So we painted. The old man always drug me out to paint, you know. All right. Well, we're not getting a hold of Neil Collins. Of course, they've got a game today. Pull up that Rowdy's for me. They've got a big game. They were... Well, in May, they were flawless. It was a magnificent May for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. They take on Sacramento tonight in a big, big contest. Next week, we'll have Buster DeLay on. He's our savant, and he is the soccer guru for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and he'll be having the conversation for us as well. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to start a conversation with, in our body armor, it's a Miracle on the Bay. And why don't we get Matthew over here? Yep. Well, you want to bring him over here? Are you good? If you're good right there, we can extend that microphone.
You want to stay there or come over here?
You know how we are right here on the Sports Connection live radio. Give him that hand mic. He's the star of the show today. He's kind enough to come on down. And man, I'll tell you one thing about this this young man. He is.
I got it.
He is a social media wizard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. I mean, things that he's done on social media, and I'm looking at him right now. Matt, thanks for coming down to the St. Pete Sports Connection, my friend. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Mike, for thank you, Mike, for having us. Our nonprofit foundation is Miracle by the Bay. Our mission is to empower, inspire, and encourage all individuals with various disabilities.
Well, man, there's no bigger inspiration to me, and I've been involved in a lot of events over the 100 years I've been on the earth, and I applaud you for your courage. And you got a damn good looking hat on right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever wore that hat and looked that impressive. And he's Matt Walker. And, you know, last year we talked about this on the air. And I'll have these young ladies join in. And again, you got great company with you, too. These are your bodyguards? Yeah, I might need you from time to time when I go out. Not that anybody cares. But the 2023 Celebrity Golf Tournament, it's June 24th, Miracle by the Bay. It's at the Bayou Club. We actually had the head pro on last year to talk about this. But you're still looking for golfers.
Yeah.
And sponsors. Yep. Every golf tournament does that, you know. And this is for a great cause, folks. It's a great track. They're going to have celebrities up there. I know Toby's on board, and we'll talk to him here briefly. But where is the field located?
The new indoor field is located.
You got indoor facilities?
Yes.
You guys are going big time, brother.
Courtesy of Terry Hall, courtesy of courtesy of Jason Miller as well. Jason Miller and Toby presented us with the baseball indoor facility yes.
Well, I'll tell you what we should do.
Sorry, guys.
Don't worry about it. How about we put the headphones on you, and we're gonna talk to Toby right now. He's on hold. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing? Matthew Walker, you the man.
We've got the all-star here right now, and I gave him a Ferg's hat. A Ferg's hat's never looked that damn good on anybody until Matt Walker put one on, man. Now, even you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So how you doing, right? Tom?
Guys doing?
How you doing, Toby?
Good. How you guys doing?
Real good. Hey, by the way, bravo. I did not know that you were instrumental in this indoor facility for this great cause, for this Miracle on Bay. And I knew you were involved last year. We visited with you previously. But bravo, man, for, giving back in the community. You've always been one of those kind of guys. And this is a very, very special group of people that need your support with disabilities to Tampa Bay.
It's so much fun. We have a blast. Last season was great, and plus it's not out in 100 degrees, and everybody has fun.
Go ahead and say hi, Matt.
Oh yeah. Our age range for the league is 10 to 50 years old. We are now tapping into Hillsborough County because we are located at Courthouse Baseball Performance Center, which is on 148 Dunbar Avenue, Suite B. So if you have a child with special needs, call me at 727-412-4292. Team manager Lori at 813-310-5244, or you can always call Toby,
I tell you what, Matt, you can have my you'll probably take my job one of these days. Did you see that, Ben? Not one note in front of him, Toby. Not one note of him.
He's amazing, I tell you.
Yes.
I can't remember my own phone number. He just reeled off three right back to back to back. I love her.
He just about
gave Toby Hall's phone number to the world out there.
I'm like,
I'm like, Matthew, sorry. What are you doing?
Sorry.
No, don't worry. He's not worried about it. Hey, how's your son Tate? How's your son Tayden doing? I haven't reached out to him lately.
He got hurt. He had a little collision, so he's out back in Arizona Spring Training Complex. So he should be back in a couple weeks, hopefully. But let's get back to these kids. The biggest thing is we want to reach out to Hillsborough County too, and anywhere, you know, Pasco, anybody that can get to these games and. and have a good time. Reach out to Lori or Matt. And we'd love to have everybody there. And I don't know if you saw the videos on Facebook, yeah. Mike, but it's an amazing thing.
Well, it's moving and that certainly merits the support of the community and someone like you at the helm taking the lead. Let's talk a little bit about this celebrity golf tournament. Do you got any game, Tobe?
I got a little bit of game. I got it. It's been better since I retired. I was able to golf a little bit more, so hopefully I don't go out there and embarrass myself too much.
Yeah.
Well, again, let's give those phone numbers, and it's okay because it's on the flyer. I didn't ask for approval.
Yep.
They need foursomes, and they need support. They need support from a sponsorship perspective. So you can reach out. Yes. Give the old man. Here's the people that you can contact. Matt Walker, of course, the star of the show. It's 727. I'll put all this on our social media as well. 412-4292. Veronica Sierra, 424-283-2723. Lori, I hope I don't butcher this. Lori Lupko. Sure. Is it Lupcho?
Yes,
see, I should have gotten my first gut feel. Lori Lupcho. The lovely Lori Lupcho. These women are all attractive, and they're Matt's bodyguards. Did you line this up for him?
Hey, that's how Matthew rolls.
He does. He is a roller, man. And then, of course, Steve McCabe. Are you Steve McCabe?
Lupcho.
Oh, Steve Lupcho. Yeah, he's going to hit me because I butchered his name. Steve McCabe, 727-403-7488, and
we need that help in the community.
Well,
foursomes and even whole sponsors or people want to come out and donate whatever their company and at a hole, or we need everybody's support.
Well,
we do.
I tell you what, Matt, here's my commitment without really thinking much about it. We're going to get on the T Florida involved. I'm going to get a hold of a bunch of my clients, and we're going to get gift baskets. I'm going to get product out there. I know Fergal helped me, and we'll get rocking and rolling on all of that. And then you give me the point person in here, and that's probably Matthew. Well, circle that, and then I'm old, and we will certainly get behind this and promote it the next 3 weeks. I'll put it on our on the T Florida social media and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and you got an endorsement from a great guy like Toby Hall. Yeah, Toby, I'm glad we got you at the forefront. This young man with his courage, there's no broken down athlete that this guy isn't a testament to profiles and courage, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I would like to turn it over to Lori for our baseball side to talk a little bit more about our baseball league from the management side.
The lovely Lori Lupcho. How's that?
Good morning. Thanks.
One of his bodyguards.
Yep, I got it right. So thanks for bringing him down. It was great to meet him yesterday. It was a nice surprise when I walked in and I hadn't met him yet. Oh, you know what? I could turn this fan on if I was halfway intelligent, but I was a little rattled this morning. So let's talk about this.
Sure.
What a great cause. I was involved in when I worked for the Cubs up north. We had a comparable facility that we got behind, and it was superb. And I got involved in getting young kids to help out with these people with disabilities. How did you get involved in this, and how important this is?
I actually found Matt on social media last year on Facebook, and I think the algorithm just kept forcing baseball and Miracle by the Bay on me. And I reached out to him and asked him how I could help and support. And I showed up for what was the very first baseball game we had for our first season in spring of 2022. And I started volunteering. And then from that day on, Matt didn't let me go.
Well, Matt's a smart man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Matt would be a great general manager of any organization. You get the right players around you, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Kobe knows that. You got to have the right managers, and you got to have the right players. And it looks like you've got a great team here, Kobe. And we'll let you go. But one more time, why don't you give a little shout out and tell people a little bit that we need their support.
Absolutely. Please, yeah. And then Lori will explain more about the league.
All right, buddy. All right, young man.
So now we'll take care.
All right. Thanks, Toby Hall. Tell Toby goodbye there, Matt.
All right, bud. That's how we roll.
Right. That's how Matt rolls. All right. So give us a few more factoids before we let you go.
Yeah, we just ended our third season of the Baseball League, and we do it every spring and fall. We don't have the fall dates quite as of yet, but we should next week. But we will be hosting it again at our new indoor facility, which is in Oldsmar at the Courthouse Sports Performance that Toby Hall has so graciously donated to us. Used to be outdoors. We had a lot of rain issues in years past.
And the heat for these poor people.
For the kids and the rains. They, you know, get disappointed when they don't get to play ball on Saturdays. And the whole point of this is to be able to give children and adults the opportunity to play a sport that they may not ever otherwise be able to in the school systems or within city leagues that just don't allow for children with disabilities. So all kids from ages 10 to 50 years old participate, and we come out there and we have a great time with all of their parents, their guardians, and everybody has a good time.
Bravo. Well, we're behind you. I'll make certain that we're shouting it to the mountaintops in our 9th station reach, and then I'll personally get my my interns involved, and we'll get some momentum, and we'll help you guys. Sound good?
Thank you.
All right. Somebody give me a call on Monday, and then we'll put together a little more strategic planning. Matt, you call me anytime, my man.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the golf classic is at 7979 Bayou Club Boulevard in Largo. And also we have a former golf pro from East Lake Woodlands with us, Steve Lupcho.
Well, Steve, I should have thrown you on the golf show. I need help there. I'm a hack. Turn that microphone around so we can hear you.
There we go.
Yeah. I've got two pros on my show. I've got John Rager, and he's up north. And then I just picked up Bill Butner from St. Pete Country Club. But it's two pros and a hack, so I could add a third pro, and the guys could really slaughter me.
We could have a good scramble team there.
Yeah, you can count on me and Putton.
There you go. That's all we need.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get your information, and we'll get you on the air as well on the T Florida. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to wind things down. We got to talk rowdies. You like soccer? Matt, you like soccer? We'll have to get him to a soccer game. I got Neil Collins in hold. I'm sure the coach and Ryan we'll get you to a soccer game, my man. All right. Well, thanks for coming down, everybody. Thank you, Matt. A great event, Miracle on the Bay. And we are in 100% here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Just like we're all in on the Rowdies now. And our Rowdies segment brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola Beverage and Under Armour. Mark Rickabal, he's the man. And Neil, thanks for holding through this, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So let's take a look at the month of May. Holy moly. Yeah, it wasn't the start that you wanted, but that's not how you start. It's how you finish the season. And if May is any indication, and you'll get a good feel tonight for this contest, you got to be on cloud nine with motivation for the rest of the season.
Yeah, look, I think the big thing that the last few weeks have done is they've given the players a lot of confidence. You know, as much as a coach, you try to give the players the belief and the confidence, the best way is winning games. So the players are enjoying it, and we just want to keep building on it.
Well, you talk about the start of the season, and now that's May. You can just see the energy in the community when I'm talking rowdies now, and I'm sure you've seen it through the course of the years. You know, it's no different than the Rays right now. They're on the high, and the buzz around the community. The players feel that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky to be part of this club for 7 years as a player and a coach. And since 2020, obviously, Florida sports teams have just been really dominant and we've been lucky to be part of that, picking up Eastern Conference titles. And I've noticed just the real rise in support and, you know, people recognising the players and the coaches around, and the numbers that we're getting in the stadium. It's been great. So we thrive off that, and we want to just keep bringing more and more people to the Rowdies games.
Hey, Coach, let's we just started this segment. I know you guys do a piece over on WDAE. I love those guys. But we're on nine stations across the western Florida, and we're streaming on our Florida Sports Stream. Why don't we give people that aren't familiar with her a little bio on Neil Collins and how you got to Tampa, and a little snapshot for us as we continue this on a weekly basis with your team and front office. And I appreciate you taking time. So give us a little brief snapshot of how you got to this point.
Well, I'm sure people can tell from my accent, I'm from Scotland, and made a career playing professional football in England. There's some clubs that I'm sure they've heard of: Leeds United, Sheffield United, Wolverhampton Wanderers, and Sunderland. And then finished my career coming stateside to play for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. And in 2018, overnight, became the head coach. So I stepped off the field to become the head coach, and been really grateful to be the coach of the team for 5 years, and hoping to be here for many years to come.
I got a question. I have a golf show on the tee, Florida. Being from Scotland, you got any game on the links, or are you all football?
No, you know what? I did have a game on the links until I had twins that were born 6 years ago. I used to be a single-digit handicapper. Coming from Troon in Scotland, which obviously hosts the British Open. So, yeah, big golf fan.
Damn, you're a scratch.
I was a four.
Beautiful. Well, we'll talk golf another time. Maybe I'll have you come down here, buy some coldies, and we'll use your Scottish accent for some of our promos on the tee, Florida. So I also have a great relationship with Eckerd College, and I've had their soccer team on a couple times a year for the last several years. That's a nice relationship that the Rowdies have with Eckerd as well, isn't it? And then, of course, Jim Hart, the great Jim Hart, everything he's doing in the community, we're now involved in working with him and bringing it to the Rowdies and giving away tickets to the high school world. You know, talk about how important it is to have those relationships, you know, where the high school kids know you, the college kids know you. You've even pulled some talent out of Eckerd. Talk a little bit about, you know, how that impacts the community.
Well, I think that's a huge part of my job, and it's a huge part of our club and a duty of care for soccer in the Tampa Bay community, that we all work together. And we've got to be the forefront of that, and we've not always got it right, but we're striving to continue to get it right. And Jim Hart is a huge friend. Funny enough, I was just speaking to him this morning, you know, and he's given me a lot of advice as someone that knows this area better than anybody. So while we continue to learn from people like Jim and just look at different ways of bringing everyone together, I think the soccer community in Tampa should just continue to get better and better.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to Ferg's, but that's where I office out of, and we do the show right live here. And I tell you, Mark and I, our generation, we're in our, you know, I'll just say middle 60s. And I'm from the Midwest, and soccer wasn't that big. And I embraced it, raising my boys and my daughter. And I tell you what, it woke both of us up during the World Cup. We actually opened up early. The fans, you realize the international flavor that is, you know, St. Petersburg downtown. People come in wearing their country flags or waving them. Have you seen, since the World Cup and the U.S.'s involvement, have you seen a rise, do you think, in the popularity and people that now are like, hell, we got the Rowdies right here. I've never been to a game. And I think, I know that there's been a conversion of about four or five people in my circle, my age group, that now have gone to several Rowdies games that actually embraced the game of soccer. Have you seen a dramatic change?
Yeah, definitely. I think the World Cup is a great vehicle for really engaging fans and new fans, bringing them into the sport. And I think we've felt the benefit of that And I think it's so important. All these kids that play soccer realize that they can come and watch professionals on their doorstep. And not only that, these guys interact with them and sign autographs and take photographs. I think that's a great thing for aspiring players to see. And then I think as well, with the World Cup coming in 4 years, that we all want to keep building that passion for the game. So we're definitely excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's very impressive. Let's talk about tonight's game. We need to, you know, pack the house tonight. Fortunately, Jim Hart is kind of my go-to for soccer for dummies 101, and he told me that tonight is a huge game for you guys. So let's talk about this matchup against Sacramento.
Yeah, I think it is a big game in respect. It's two very good teams, so that's what we want. We want to test ourselves again. You know, another really good side, see where we're at. It won't define our season, whatever happens tonight, but it will certainly make us better. So Sacramento are kind of top of the tree right now, and we're just aiming to catch them. So at home tonight, with our fans behind us, we expect to make it very difficult for them.
Well, Coach, I know this is game day, so I don't like to take too much of your time. I certainly appreciate you getting involved now, and Ryan and the gang over there, and Jake. We look forward to promoting you aggressively into the high school world and everything we do over here at Ferg's. Anytime you want to swing by and have a pint and bring anybody by, just get a hold of me, and I'll walk downstairs, and you can brief me on the world of soccer, and we can talk golf and have a coldie. How's that sound?
Sounds great, and thanks for everything you guys are doing for sport and the community. Appreciate it a lot.
Good luck tonight, and hopefully when we're talking next week, it's another W, and you keep the streak going, my man.
Sounds good. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. That's Neil Collins. Looking forward to that. Brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages. They just got on board, and they're going to be on board for the next conversation too. It's going to take a break. We're going to talk a little 7-on-7. We're going to see what's going on in the world of FCA sports, and of course John Ruggles is the main man. He's sitting across from me. Let's be back. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action, with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match, and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Nice, great conversation with Matt Walker and Toby Hall behind that cause. And for obvious reasons, it's Miracle in the Bay. We'll be talking a lot about that in the next couple of weeks, trying to get them golfers for their golf event and sponsors for all for any handicap individuals in the greater Tampa Bay area. It's a great cause, and they can participate from 10 years old to 50. I've been heavily involved in the Special Olympics back up in Iowa for almost two decades, and that's near and dear to my heart. And I think this will be, replace that now, and we can put some energy in it. And then a great conversation with Neil Collins there, Ben Botham. And I hope you start taking notes in the event that the old man, you know, I expire or I retire or I get fired. And do take over this, and you've got to be able to talk a little bit of soccer, man.
I'll talk a little bit. You know, there's the pitch, and there's the goalie.
And there's cool beer at the Rowdies games.
Hey, the Rowdies games aren't too shabby. You know, that orange and yellow and green, I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, you'll take the yellow and green and then the exciting scene. Am I right?
Hey, that's a good little rhyme there, Mike. That's
I got to create a radio spot for him, so maybe I'll throw that baby into there. All right, so last night rained out.
It did. But that's what you get when you play at an open ballpark, Mike. Not every stadium can be like the old gray lady here.
You know? Yeah. Now you call it the old gray lady. You called it America's stadium.
Ballpark, Mike.
John Ruggles sitting next to me, and he has been, he was at the old Metro Dump up in Minneapolis, which brought them a World Series. So maybe a World Series championship.
There you go.
We've been there, but we got to get a championship. Brad Richardson in the house. So doubleheader today.
Doubleheader.
And now they do the makeup. I like this. They do it while they're still in Boston. So makeup is on Monday.
Yeah, makeup's going to be on Monday. I don't like how they're doing. It's you don't get to stay for the doubleheader. I don't like how this is a trend now in Major League Baseball where you don't get to stay for both games. They're doing a 1:10 start today, and then they're doing a night game later on. Kick all the fans out, make them buy tickets to come right back in. I don't like that.
Money, 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 baby.
I get it, but that's not baseball. That's not, I don't like
it. You know, John, you've met him before. I told you he's a 65-year-old soul in a 24-year-old man's body.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I do love that, but.
Curmudgeon old man.
Yeah, curmudgeon. Do you know what that means?
I do, Mike. I've been called that more than once.
I bet you have. And you've been called some very aggressive names now by some of the opposing coaches in high school baseball. Yeah, what's that all about?
I've made an enemy.
I reach out here and there, and people are like, "You're what Sports Connection? You're that Ben Botham?"
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, "Yeah, all right. Great kid. Great kid."
I only got one enemy out there, and I wouldn't even call it an enemy. We had a minor disagreement, and we're on. Okay, turns.
Okay, we'll keep it that way.
Yeah, there we go.
Please.
Yeah.
You got to realize you wear two hats.
Hey, I know it. I got to stay low. I'll take my lumps. I'll swallow my pride. No big deal.
All right. Well, at 40 and 18, first team to get to 40 in the bigs. You know, it was an exciting past week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little nervous going into it because, you know, against the Cubs, we kind of struggled a little bit. The bats fell asleep. And it wasn't until the last game of the series where you see Siri and Lau really kind of coming back to life with some big hits. And it was really great to see that.
I have to say, I'm very torn when it happened. That happens. I don't know if you've seen my keychains, got the Cubs.
Oh, I know.
They're a big part of my life of getting involved in sports in the 90s. I love Wrigley, the old girl, and it actually is the old girl there, not across the street.
The lady. This yeah, is the little gray lady.
Yeah, well, to quote the great Harry Carey, that's an old lady. And Harry Carey's wife, Dutchie, is still alive, throwing down coldies on up there at Harry Carey's bar. Anyway, I was kind of stunned by that myself. But the Cubs are better than people think. They have arms. You got to have arms to win, and they can compete.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we're definitely lacking right now, and it's something the Rays are going for is to bring the arms into the rotation. I mean, the Rays, they're expected to call up right-hander Cooper Criswell as their 27th man for the doubleheader, and he could be an option to pitch multiple innings in the first game. And the Rays are likely to stick with Taj Bradley on Sunday, and they're also planning on calling up Ace Shane McClanahan to pitch on Monday afternoon, as he would have 5 days rest as well.
Gotcha.
So it's looking good for the Rays. We also saw, unfortunately, Josh Fleming. He felt soreness on his left elbow, so he's going to be on the IR for a little while.
Was that when he was warming up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was still in the bullpen. He's been injury prone.
Yeah, but thankfully the Rays are making some moves to kind of gain some pitchers.
That was a nice move.
Yeah, right-handed pitcher Robert Stevenson acquired from the Pirates for minor league infielder Alika Williams, and right-handed pitcher Ben Heller has been designated for assignment. So the Rays are making...
We've gotten quite a few successful trades out of those Pirates.
Yeah, we certainly have. And, you know, some people are calling into question how good this move is, just because he's a guy who has walked a lot of people. He's a guy who has been hit well against, even though he does average right around 96 miles an hour. But you have to look at some of his solid stretches. When he was with the Reds, he had a 3.76 ERA, 81 strikeouts in 2019. Rockies, a 3.13 ERA, 52.
That's not an easy place to pitch in either. Field.
Not. And with the Pirates, of course, a 3.38 ERA and 18 strikeouts with just 13 appearances. And, you know, he has had some issues. He has had some problems. But the Rays have had really great success on turning these guys around. And especially for a team that kind of needs a closer, we need a guy to kind of wrap up the bullpen. We've seen it in some of our games where we have these huge...
We need a closer.
We need
Mariano Rivera, baby.
We need somebody. I think we need a submarine guy. We need somebody.
That's because you're a submariner. That's because you're a submariner. There goes Matt Walker, and of course, Miracle in the Bay. What a profound courage that kid is.
Oh, yeah. Great story with all that. But I am really excited to see what this guy can bring to the team. And I think this will help get us over this little lull, this little lump in the season that we're going through right now. I mean, we all expected it.
Baseball. We got four more months.
It's a 162-game season. You're not going to be playing your best the entire time. And it does kind of frighten me a little bit. I don't like how long we've been number one in the AL East. Kind of frightens me a little bit. I will be 100% honest with you, because I am a little nervous once we get to the postseason. Teams that are, you know, leading it the whole way there. You know, the Mets did it last season. They were leading it. Sure, they were going back and forth with the Braves, but what happens? They get knocked out pretty early, and I'm afraid of that going in.
Positive energy, pal.
No, I am positive. I gave you some positivity.
What am I going to do with this guy, John Ruggles?
Well, you know, you got the grind of the season, and I understand that point. Sometimes you gain more knowledge, you gain wisdom throughout the season as you actually get some losses on the, you know, on the scoreboard, because, you know, you got to somehow be knocked down a notch every once in a while to say, okay, I need to work harder. I need that grind. I need to be able to get better throughout the season.
Well, I think, Ben, as you said, it gives you, and John just said the same thing, it gives you an opportunity to say, hey, we thought we were okay here.
Yeah.
We're not. And what do? They make a move.
That's right. And I think it's also being shown to guys like Sugar Shane. There's been some videos of him kind of losing his mind in the tunnel. But I think that's a good sign. He's showing that he really wants to win. He really cares.
He wanted to be 9-0.
He wants to be the leader of this team. And he certainly is.
By example and by his emotion.
Yes. And I think that having a little fire is good. And I'm glad that he doesn't express that on the mound.
Correct.
He waits till he gets into the tunnel.
That's what a good leader does.
Yes.
That's right. That's the perfect balance where you're professional out on the field, but you also care enough that, you know, you can't hold in those emotions because it's so strong.
And he is a great leader. And I love the fact he's a graduate of USF.
There you go.
And you know, you've got that local flavor, which is a great role model for all the great baseball in this area. Speaking of great baseball, and we'll talk more about it next week. I'm going to get a guy from Omaha, Nebraska that does radio over there, a good buddy of mine. But we didn't talk about, you know, it's not March Madness, but in the world of baseball, it is March Madness, my man. And we got to come up with something. This is the road to Omaha and the College World Series, and play began last night. And you know me, I can't go a show without saying my University of Iowa Hawkeyes took down the North Carolina Tar Heels last night, 5-4 to advance. And
are you going to sing the fight song, or are we going to get?
That's in the second hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to. I'm thinking about having my mom come on, and she never watches baseball, but she's a diehard Hawkeye, and she's calling me. You're watching the game, aren't you? They're up 5-1 in the eighth, and she said, "Yeah, I'm comfortable." She keeps calling me, comfortably ahead. I go, "Mom, it's baseball." Well, next thing you know, they jack one out. It's 5-3. Then it's 5-4, and they brought the closer in. I thought he was the cross between a submariner.
Yeah, a little like the what, 3/4.
Did you see it?
Wasn't he? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he was about 3/4 guy, and fortunately they had two on base, two out, and he got out of that jam.
Oh wow!
And they won 5-4.
Nice.
So that's your University of Iowa Hawkeye listeners for the two of you that are listening
they're
out
all
there.
Up right now.
Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm streaming live on FloridaSportsStream.com, so I had to do that little plug. So what else you got? Because we're going to talk a little FCA that's top of the next hour, and then we're going to bring in Peter Gotland back, the accomplished author, and he's going to talk baseball, Yankees, everything.
Well, I know how much we were hyping up the Rays garage sale that they were doing not too long ago.
You were, because you're a junk. I mean, you're a collector.
Ah, yes. That we'll stick with collector. That's a better term. But it looks like the Lightning are having a locker room sale today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they're hosting it. They're calling it the sidewalk sale, much like the Rays do their annual garage sale. You can save up to 50% on select gear. You can even get game used sticks and everything out there. All kinds of game used apparel, everything.
They're probably going to charity. Knowing the Vinicks.
No, knowing them, probably there's some money going to there.
I mean, that's a great organization.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but if you get the chance to make it out to Tampa, definitely go check it out. Some half-price gear is never a bad thing.
This cat, you're not a junk collector. You're a collector.
I am a collector.
How would you identify yourself?
I'm more of a sports card collector and sports memorabilia. I'm putting together the 1953 top set. I am currently 4 cards away from completing it. 3 cards that are obtainable and 1 card that I'm going to have to wait till I win the lottery.
Will I give you a raise?
Yeah, when I get my raise, Mike, then I might be able to afford it. But I'm getting pretty close to that. Collect tickets, hats, all kinds of stuff.
It's a generational thing.
Absolutely.
His father is a Miami Dolphin, over the top. And I love you, man. You listen to every show and you're a supporter of social media, but you're over the top. I'm over the top in a lot of things. But what's your dad's name, Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin is over the top. And he has Miami Dolphin pictures in the family room.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Awesome. There are more pictures of Dan Marino in the house than of me. I will say that. But of course, hey,
so.
I don't have as many wins as Dan Marino does. Right. So I don't have as many touchdowns as Dan Marino. I don't blame him. I'd probably.
And I'm telling you, he's got the greatest mother in the world, Judy. Makes the best banana bread. And anybody that would put up with you putting Dan Marino pictures up in your living room has got to be a special woman. I'm telling you that right now.
That is a special
we thing. Used to actually have a cardboard cutout of Dan Marino in our guest room, right on the back of the door. And right. So we had a family over, everything. Saw it on the back of the door. She started screaming, "There's a man in my room. There's a man in my room." Just Dan Marino.
We got to wind down with that wildness. We'll be back here for hour number 2 on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.